celebrating Columbus Day 130 years ago. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to archive.jsonline.com, in 1892, schoolchildren across the United States observed Columbus Day, according to the Gregorian calendar, by reciting for the very first time the original version of the Pledge of Allegiance, written by Francis Bellamy. The pledge, which has been revised several times, originally went like this: "I pledge allegiance to my flag and the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." From WisconsinHistory.org on page 152 of the History of Richland County, the following excerpt is given. An interesting event in the history of the school children of Richland Center was observed on Columbus Day, October 21, 1892, in response to the proclamation by President Harrison. The high school building was decorated in an artistic manner, with stars and stripes being placed in honor and portraits of Columbus draped with a Spanish flag. An excellent program was rendered in honor of that day in the forenoon on the high school campus. In the afternoon, a line of march was formed at the schoolhouse, with the pupils by various departments of the school in their order, the Grand Army Post, the Independent Order of Odd Fellows, and citizens joined in the line. The procession moved to the courthouse, where seating accommodations had been erected for the people. The afternoon program was carried out with an oration by Professor David Kinley. The success of the celebration was due in large part to Professor Theodore Haney, who at the time was the principal of Richland Center Schools, who as an educator and a school worker had no superiors. As James H. Minor in his 1906 work wrote on page 151 about education, he sums it up with this: "We should write history of the American people today in order that the wisdom of today may prove to be a rich inheritance for the generations to come."
This Richland County Historical Society History Moment is a key part of the Society's goal to promote and study the appreciation of local history. The Society's newsletter, the Achy Breaky News, is another way the Society is preserving our local history. A visit to richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com is where you can hear all of Ken Thede's history moments and read past editions of the Achy Breaky News. And you can learn more about becoming a member of the Richland County Historical Society, a gift you give yourself and all those who will follow.